This will be a part two of the off-gassing video I posted a couple of days back, and thank you for the large number of viewers who people who had a look at it. So it's 100 or 200, I don't know. It's for me, for my little channel, quite a lot. EK the Urban Yeti, and this is EK Lippmeyer. It's the 27th of January 2027. It's a Friday. It's about midday. And I've got a big packing day today and half of tomorrow, getting ready to take a lot of things down 250 kilometres south here of Perth. I'm in Perth, northern suburbs, Perth, Western Australia, to help my wife's rejuvenation when she's released, which seems to be shortly from rehabilitation hospital, Bentley. She's been between Royal Perth Hospital for 2 months and Bentley could be approaching a month and a half by now, or 5 weeks. She's been brought back to a degree of health and now she's working on her mobility. And I will be sending with a friend a lot of things and foodstuffs and so on, clothing and gear and so on, equipment to help her in his large trailer. Now, I've grabbed another 5 of these boxes for off-gassing. I'll be rinsing them soon. It'll be a cowboy job for these. Nearly everything I do is cowboy because I've got to have them functional by tomorrow morning, dry and functional. And I'm finding the drying out is, after being rinsing these, for spraying them with water from the garden hose for days, drying is a little bit of a job as well. And so in total I'll have 15 of these if I need them, but I'll put marks on the bottom of these to indicate that they've only had a day of off-gassing. Now, the off-gassing hasn't, and I've yet to rinse these, dry these out, but the other 5 I had, and the 10 of these, there's a number out the front already, have been dried out, and they're just drying. Last little bits of water on them are drying. The lids, still some wet lids. So in the next half hour, they should all be nice and dry. The next hour, maybe 2 hours by the time I get to throwing that water onto the bamboo, they'll be dry. Now, has it been successful? Not completely, but it has another warmish. We're in a mild spell in Perth at the moment, but for our January month, generally a really hot month. But we're in a little mild spell, but still it's warm, and our sun is intense. Explains the no shirt. I'll put a hat on shortly too. Has it been successful? It's about a third the amount of smell than before. I still smell them, so whatever noxious chemicals off-gassing from these boxes from the Montgomery brand. Didn't I see a Montgomery sticker somewhere? Montgomery. It's a foul smell, and if I had a greater budget, I wouldn't have bought. These tall. Bought stronger ones with less off-gassing, and I assume they're available. But with about two-thirds of the smell gone, that's a help. I'll just take you through to the one. So look, there's quite a few there. This isn't all I've got by any means, but I'll take you through to out the front here. Look, I'm just taking these 3 dry ones out now, and there's stuff everywhere that I'm going to be packing into these boxes to go on the trailer to go down south. It's still a little bit wet on that handle there. I've been pulling them through as they've dried and stacking them out here, so you'll get an idea of it's a very large trailer, by the way, a huge trailer, long and wide, heavy duty trailer that our friend Terry has. So they're ready to go. There's 100 litre tubs, there's a couple of 60 litre tubs there, there's three 60 litre tubs there, and I'll probably be leaving most of these here. They've got stuff in them that I've yet to deal with. Fridge is ready to go. So there's an indication of what's happening out there, so I'll be moving all of these out to the front and packing them, moving my car so I can keep them under the carport, the roof, and having them ready for Terry mid-afternoon tomorrow. And yes, I've even got, you know, I've still got more to go to work on. Look, these towers are over to stop the sun in the afternoon on these, but what have, there's at least one or two there, and how many have I got here? These are little 60 litres. What, there must be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 9. I think totaled up there's about 20 of those lying around, of which I'm preparing at least 11, I think. And I'll be putting heavier food items in there, and canned food, etc., so that there's not too much weight for one or two people to pick up, and a small amount of food items in the larger tubs with things like clothing and blankets and so on, pillows, take up the bulk, and toilet paper and paper towels. So thank you for your interest. But has the off-gassing worked partially? The intense sun, the continual sprinkling. I mean, if I'd been able to get detergent and wash them up, it would have been better, but I still think they'd be off-gassing. So I don't, unless you're on a really, really tight budget, that's all you can get, I don't recommend these Montgomery, these ones, if they're available where you live. I don't recommend them for that smell. So worse. I mean, I've smelt, you know, I bought things before, bad chemicals, but they go rather quickly. These haven't. So thank you. All the best in your prepping, wherever you are. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon.